are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Heather Heidelbaugh, a practicing attorney who is also vice president of the Republican National Lawyers Association. She testified before Congress on Thursday about the role of ACORN during the 2008 campaign. And this testimony, of course, comes as ACORN, we learned through the news, is about to play a role in gathering data for the 2010 U.S. Census. And Heather, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
A lot of discussion about ACORN, especially in the final weeks of the campaign, about a potential voter registration fraud, crazy names being added to lists, people under investigation, if not being charged in a number of states. What was the thrust of your testimony to the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday?
It was an overview of the elements of wrongdoing that are connected with ACORN, as revealed by the whistleblower, Anita Moncrief, who is the witness in my case in Pennsylvania when I sued ACORN on October 17th, 2008, because they were being investigated simultaneously in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania by four separate law enforcement agencies, U.S. attorney and district attorneys for criminality and voter registration fraud.
What was the specific evidence there? What exactly were they doing?
What they do is they hire people that are either very poorly equipped to do this kind of work or who are not trained at all, although they will tell the reporters and they will tell others that they do train because they have a single training manual, but they don't actually in practice behind closed doors train them. What they do tell their workers to do is to walk up to an individual that whom they want to register, ask them if they voted in the last election. They don't ask them if they're registered. And what this produces is thousands, if not millions, of duplicate registrations, which they then collect and dump on election offices within the last several days before the registration deadline. This burdens local election division officials to the extent where they have to extend their work hours. They're not able to properly process valid registrations. And then, of course, because there is such an enormous amount of these fraudulent registrations, up to 60% of the 1.5 million that they introduced into the system in the United States are believed to be fraudulent. The real question is how many fraudulent registrations then became valid registered voters. Now, Ms. Moncrief did testify under oath that ACORN is aware that these invalid registrations that sneak through the system do and can lead to absentee ballot fraud.
And that brings us to the point that ACORN has made. I even saw an interview on one of the cable networks this morning where their spokesman said that even if the gathering of voter registration information is not necessarily above board in every case, as they put it, he says there's no evidence that actual voting fraud took place. How is it possible to quantify that? How can we figure out if that actually happened and to what degree?
There's many groups that can register people to vote, and it's called a third party, and they register. But what ACORN does is uniquely different. They take the registration cards back to the ACORN offices, and they input into their database all of the names of the people that they register. They put their names, their Social Security number, and they have an entire process that they're paid by their donors, the foundations that support ACORN, which is millions and millions of dollars, to make sure not only do they register that voter, but then they get that voter to vote, all right? So there's three or four touches that they're paid to do. And as Anita testified, she said, I know that there was some talk with the election administration people, that's the federal government, that there was a high rate of fraud in our absentee ballots because, see, they also collect absentee ballots. When they have your registration card, they then call you and say, are you going to vote? If you say you're not going to go to the poll because of some particular reason, they will assist in getting you an absentee ballot. And there was documents that were introduced at the trial that said they need to plan for the absentee ballot, that they the fraud in the absentee ballots that they already know about. Ms. Moncrief produced a document from ACORN and notes from a management call in 2006, in which the document stated, universal absentee states give us an opportunity to do an absentee touch. That was Jeff Robinson. History of fraud and absentee balloting, and we need to incorporate into the way we design the program. And they acknowledge that absentee voting works well for unlikely voters in some states. So the real question is whether that ACORN itself is an organization, knowing that it has such high voter registration fraud, is involved in the process of getting those fraudulent registrations voted through absentee ballot programs.
Two quick questions before we let you go here, Heather. Number one, what was the reaction from the Judiciary Subcommittee today? Did it fall along party lines, or was there kind of a consensus on what you had to say?
Well, it was very, very interesting because the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, John Conyers, was there. And he, on three separate occasions, asked the chairman of the subcommittee, Mr. Nidler, if he would convene a subcommittee meeting on ACORN just to investigate all of these allegations throughout the United States. There was 12 separate criminal investigations going on. The FBI is investigating them. Senator Charles Grassley asked for the IRS to investigate them 2 years ago. For all of these different investigations to be put in one place and to have a massive hearing on it, and the chairman of the subcommittee did not respond. And Chairman Conyers asked him again. And so now the minority leader, Sensenbrenner, has called on, issued a press release, and has called on Conyers to conduct a full hearing with the full Judiciary Committee, and agrees with Chairman Conyers that a separate hearing on ACORN needs to take place.
Less than a minute now, Heather. And real quickly, as I mentioned, ACORN now will have some sort of role in the census. How concerned should we be about that?
If passed as prologue, what we have seen ACORN do with government money and funders' money is irresponsible and perhaps criminal. Why would we, in the period of time in which we are in this nation, provide an organization that has proven itself to be unreliable? Why would we give them another job to do with more taxpayer money?
And so we'll be following that. Of course, the census will be conducted next year, door to door. And Heather, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Heather Heidelbaugh is a practicing attorney in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She's also the vice president of the Republican National Lawyers Association. As Heather mentioned earlier in our discussion, she sued ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, in Pennsylvania in October 2008 as a result of perceived illegal electioneering activities on the part of the organization. Still to come on Dateline Washington, we'll finish the hour by talking with John Gizzi of Human Events and getting his analysis on the week's top political stories. This is Dateline Washington.